Well, hey there, badass. I know that you're so in tuned with your body. At least I hope you are. But I still think we can always learn more and do better. Those are the words that I'm living by. And I know that we can always learn a little bit more about our hormones, about the changes that our bodies are going through, and then we can turn around and support each other, help each other, and make impact. Such a beautiful gift. My guest today is Taryn Perry, and Taryn is a dynamo mama of four, an entrepreneur, a nutrition coach, a hormone expert, and she's got such an incredible online presence. I just absolutely loved this conversation because I think that it's important for us to know, for us to turn around and help the women in our lives, again, our daughters, our nieces, really to make change. Now, when I look back at my younger years, I know that I did the same things consistently. I ate the same and exercised the same all month long. I didn't pay any attention to my cycle, what was changing. And I'm sure, like a lot of you, if you could go back knowing what you know now, things would be different. I personally remember days of waking up feeling awesome, but also having those days of feeling like crap. And I could never put my finger on it. So I just pushed harder. We don't need to do that anymore. And Taryn is going to break things down for us today and really help us to understand how we can feel badass. One, two, three, four. Welcome to the Badass Reset Club, a special place where if you've lost your way, girl, we're here to help guide you back. Those club doors are opened up wide so we can discuss all things fitness, nutrition, body composition, hormones, menopause, beauty, headspace, and more. Hey there, my name's Heather. I'm a fitness expert, nutrition coach, autoimmune athlete, mom of three pretty cool kids, and married to one handsome firefighter. I started this club because after years of over-exercising, under-fueling, gaining weight, dealing with Hashimoto's disease, and experiencing hormones gone crazy, I knew there had to be a better way. So come on in, badass. Let's hit that reset together. Hey, we are officially back and ready to go. Thank you for coming back to the Badass Reset Club this week. I am your host, Heather Yancey, and I brought on another super badass this week to come and talk to us. As you heard in the bio, she is amazing working with women, working with hormones, working with nutrition, and I'm sure she's amazing with men too. But our focus today, we're going to talk a little bit more about women specific things because that's what we do here in the club. So welcome, Taryn.
Thank you, Heather. What a gift. I mean, it's just such a treat. So I love that we get to be here and talk all things women-oriented hormones and whatever the hell comes up.
Ah, yes. And I'm sure more will come up. Taryn and I go back quite a ways. I've had the opportunity to be a guest on her incredible podcast, and that is Taryn Swears. So you can go check that out when we're done chatting here today, and I'll make sure to link where to find that too. And yeah, she does. She swears. But I was lucky enough to be a guest on her podcast, and we had such a really good conversation because the things that we're going to talk about today are really important. And, you know, like a lot of my listeners are in that transition of perimenopause into what we call postmenopause. It all gets lumped in as menopause. But if we're going to be, you know, factual and break it down, we're falling on all ends of the spectrum here. And so I know that the people that you work with are a bit younger because you're younger than me, and they probably range up to my age as well, and maybe older. But what I want to address is you are much more knowledgeable in that younger crowd and what's happening with hormones. So I want to pick your brains today, and I want to help people to understand like what's happening and how can we help it with nutrition and where do we need to start? So let's dive in, shall we, to the pool of cycle syncing.
Oh, it's such a fascinating topic. And You know, it's a hard one to articulate because everyone, especially I'll say our age, because you know what? We're not that far apart. I'm 45. And although I feel like my maturity level, you know, still is kind of resemblant to that of a teenager into the early 20s.
Same.
You know, I honor the fact that things are changing in my body. And as it did, I really started to kind of notice a shift in my hormones, which will get me to how I learned about cycle syncing. So for your listeners that don't know, I've got four children. The two I had earlier in my or late 20s, and my second one was, I think I was 30. And then we decided to have two more. None of them were mistakes. They were all planned. Everyone's like, oh, did you have a couple of whoopses? Nope, we planned. We just took a little break. And I had my third when I was 36 and my fourth when I was 38. So a lot changed in that time. I mean, they tell you that even as young as your 30s, you start that kind of downhill shift in your hormones. And nobody really understands what that means when you're in your 30s. Like, you kind of still feel like you're in your prime, right? Like,
right.
Probably just got married, maybe starting a family, like still young and cooking. So, and career's booming, or your business is just like off the chains. Things are good. And then, you know, 5 years starts chipping away, and you're like, okay, things are slowing down, things are changing. So when I realized that and everything that I had done to lose the baby weight in my early 30s wasn't working in my late 30s, and I was still really active. I probably had the healthiest pregnancies in my late 30s, more so than I did my early 30s, primarily because I was a trainer and I was practicing nutrition. And I think practicing nutrition is very, very applicable in our industry because we are always practicing, just like yoga, right? They say yoga is a practice. Mm. We have to always be practicing our nutrition because things change. Things change with our seasons. Things change with our bodies. And we have to start acknowledging that and manipulating things along the way. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we change things in a negative way because nutrition is very relevant. So when I noticed that shift, I was introduced to a author. Her name is Alyssa Vitti, and V-I-T-T-I is her last name. And she wrote a book called In the Flow. And my world changed, Heather, when I read her book. It was amazing. She introduced me to the world of cycle syncing because I was, you know, once I got my period back, which after my fourth, I literally didn't have a period for 2 years.
Wow.
Pregnancy, obviously being pregnant. And then I nursed both my girls, my third and fourth. I nursed them both, ironically, for 17 months. So you could still get your period back when you're nursing. Everybody knows that, right? But for some reason, I didn't get it back for quite some time. I think I was probably like, about a year and some into nursing. And so like 2 years without a period, it, like, you kind of forget how nice, you kind of are like, oh, I want to have one. But it really is important to have a proper cycle, right? Like, I think we can all agree on that. And I'll try and avoid going down the rabbit hole of birth control and how we, you know, try and mask it and stop our periods, but we really do truly need to have a period. And there's so many health benefits to it. And as a result, your body's going through all these different changes at those various phases of your cycle. So for those that don't really pay attention, we have four cycles in our 28-day kind of circadian rhythm, we're going to call it. We have our menstrual phase, which is, you know, about day 1 through 5 to 7. Everybody's time frame is different. We have our follicular cycle, our phase, which comes after your period, and that is about day 7 or 8 through as long as it could be 14 days. And then we have our ovulation phase that follows. It's a little bit shorter. We all know that there's like a 3 to 5 day window that we can technically get pregnant. And then bringing up the rear is the luteal phase. And that is just kind of like the peak right before all our hormones drop significantly, and then we start our period again. So that could be anywhere from 18 to 23, 25 to 28 days, depending on a female cycle. So when our body's going through all these different things in those four phases, right? Like, we're not static at all. Like, I think we can all agree that we have our
moments of rage that we can go, oh my God, it's always on this day. And then my period comes the next day. Or I notice I get a hot flash 2 days before my period. And then boom, there's my period like clockwork, right? So what's happening kind of behind the scenes in those phases? And it's really fascinating when I dove into her book and she started talking about cycle syncing. And so I love information. Like I love getting informed regardless of, you know, the category it might be in, but obviously when it comes to nutrition and fitness and anything else in between. So when she started talking about cycle syncing and how to almost adjust your lifestyle based on what cycle, what phase you're in. And, you know, there's a lot to unpack and I know we won't get into all the little intricate details. I have a lot of information on my website, taryn.perry.com. You can go search cycle syncing or hormones. But it's truly just an opportunity to honor where your body's at based on the intensity or say the peak or the drop in your hormones. Because depending on where you're at, and if you don't know, I'll talk about that in a second, but depending on where you're at, like if you're at a super low concentration of hormones, and I'm talking to someone that has kind of a standard cycle, mm-hmm. You shouldn't be doing HIIT and going for PRs and, you know, eliminating certain food groups or calories at all. Like we need those calories. And we also need to know that your body is not equipped to go through that intentional inflammation, right? Which workouts do. We intentionally put stress on our body on for good reason, because we want to produce lean muscle and we want to drop body fat. But our bodies aren't necessarily ready to receive that and appropriate that when we're about ready to get our period, let's say. Like our bodies kind of need a little bit more of a state of calm. So cycle syncing is super fascinating and we can go any direction with it. But I did want to honor the fact that some people don't know where they're at because maybe they're in the thick of perimenopause and their cycle's all over the place, right?
Oh yeah.
Like I've got a girlfriend, she's like, oh, I'm on day 62, you know, so she's like, I'm like, okay, well, we only have about 290 some days left to get you into menopause, right? Cause like, it's a full year of not having a period. And IUDs, hysterectomies, all those things come into play because you don't have that true 28-day circadian rhythm to follow. So cycle syncing is fascinating. And so for your listeners that do have that 26 to 28-day cycle, learning about it and diving in and investing your time into learning what your body's going through is really fascinating. And her book's phenomenal. You can download probably any app relating to tracking your period. And they do come with some really great information, including her app she has as well. I don't get a dime for talking about her, but she's a really great wealth of information in her book.
It sounds like it. Yes. So she's not the only person to put this information out. It's been out for a little bit, but I love when we've got a good recommendation of what to follow because I value that. It sounds like it had such a big impact. I do want to address those people who don't really know in a moment. First, let's talk about like how wonderful that we have this information. This is still so new enough that me being almost 52, like this wasn't information that we had when I was in my 30s. And so, you know, this, what I did in my 30s was the same shit every day. Go kill myself, go kill myself, go kill myself in the gym. Mm-hmm. Total disregard to nutrition. Like we did the same thing for the entire month because we didn't know better.
Yeah.
So how wonderful that we have this info now. Let's talk a little bit about like, how should someone who's got a normal cycle, how should they approach their nutrition as we go through the different stages? Like, let's start with the follicular.
Okay.
We can break this down with nutrition and fitness, but like what would a standard follicular phase look like?
Okay. Well, here's something that I do want to kind of preface because this can be very, very overwhelming. And this is not something that I recommend anybody just going, ripping the bandaid off and going, all right, I'm going to go cycle sync. You know, I think first we have to take in information. We have to learn it. We have to study our bodies. And so before any sort of like nutrition protocol gets adjusted, find out like you should be tracking your cycle. And so if you're not, I suggest track your cycle, whether you get out a pen and paper or you download an app or you just go on your calendar on your phone and you click up started period, right? And then the day you end your period. And then, you know, along those lines, addressing anything that you notice within that phase, right? Mm-hmm. And before you name the phase, start understanding what's happening internally. Like, okay, I was super hungry. Okay, I had so much energy. Like I got a PR and I wasn't even trying, or I had the energy to go for a 5-mile run. Whereas, you know, 2 weeks ago or even a week and a half ago, I was just speed walking because I just didn't have it in me. Yep. Right. So before we can really dissect that, I really want to encourage people, track your cycle first and understand where you're at. And if you're like, oh, I already do it. Okay, now what do I do next? I encourage take your cycle and cut it in half, because you could break it into four and start to really kind of navigate your nutrition and your fitness and your lifestyle, like what your needs are in those phases very eloquently. And that could be kind of standard practice. But let's face it, we all live in a like go, go, go state, right? Like we're always busy. We're moms. We are taking kids here and there to activities. We have businesses to run. We might be working full time. We might take on a project at the school. And then, oh my God, now I need a cycle sync, but I have a dinner plan and I have to go look what, you know, like all of a sudden, like, fuck that, you know? So I just did a talk with a local chiropractor here. She and I did a teens and nutrition talk, and we introduced the good, better, best model. So I apply this to all my clients, regardless of where they're at in life, and say, listen, you've got to apply your own good, better, best model when you're grocery shopping, when you're doing your workouts, when you know you need to kind of like filter things out. What's your good, better, best model? So in this scenario, take your cycle and cut it in half. Okay, you've got your first half and you have your second half. Your first half is going to be your menstrual phase and your follicular phase. We all know during our menstrual phase, life is relatively miserable. And maybe it's not for most, but let's just say on average, most women hate life during their cycle. Like no one loves to have a period. It sucks. It's inconvenient. We generally feel like we just gained 10 pounds just from breathing a donut that's, you know, across the table. And a lot of times, most women will just naturally gain weight. I can swing 5 to 8 pounds every month and still be really consistent with my diet. So we've cut our phase in half, our cycle in half. We have our menstrual phase and our follicular phase. So what most people do, and you know, what is really helpful to understand too, is seed cycling. Mm-hmm. So learning what seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds, you know, there's a whole host of sesame seeds that your body actually draws a lot of nutrients. There's a lot of minerals and vitamins in seeds. And they do come with some level of fat, which is great. Our body needs fat, especially hemp seeds, has protein, chia seeds, fiber. There's so much great things. Just seed cycling alone can be a really, really great start to kind of cycle syncing, if you will. Yep. But as we're working through those first two phases, just to cut the thing in half, as we talked about, really understanding your protein intake is really, really important. Your protein and your fats. So I really emphasize macronutrition with middle-aged women, mm-hmm. whether they are in the peak of their cycles, perimenopause is years off. Like you need to understand your macronutrition. Perimenopause, you need to understand your macronutrition. Menopause, you know, you need to understand your macronutrition, because our body requires a certain amount of protein, fats, and carbohydrates. So I don't care what half of your cycle you're in, your like bottom of the barrel foundation should understand your macronutrition, because you need to have a certain amount of protein regardless of what phase you're in. But you can get a little bit creative and adjust your fats and carbohydrates during your cycle, which you will adjust your fats towards the first half. You tend to want to carry a little bit more fats than maybe carbohydrates. And then you'll start to see that shift into your energy starts to increase. You can maybe dial your fats back down as you head towards your second half of your cycle, because your energy's up. So your carbohydrates, you're being able to accustom a little bit more to the carbohydrate intake, mm-hmm. and your fats served a purpose during your cycle. Like your body needed that. but it needed the protein because a lot of protein has iron in it, especially if you're an animal protein eater, like red meat.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, like go time for during your menstrual cycle. I would even say the latter part of your luteal phase, which is just before your menstrual cycle, like load up on good quality red meat.
Mm,
so iron. Many nutrients in there. Iron, right? Like we lose so much blood. So mm-hmm. we need to replenish it. And some of us aren't taking an iron supplement and hopefully you can get it through your food. Red meat's not the only thing, but, and then as you head to your second part of your cycle, you can be a little bit more just kind of static and still, again, really understanding your macronutrition and having a good solid baseline. So when I say that you can adjust your carbs and your fats kind of towards the middle and you're, as you're transitioning from your first to your second half of your cycle, that doesn't mean that you're changing your caloric intake because as you know, Heather, we need to have a certain volume of calories, but they can be manipulated with your fats and carbs. I say leave protein alone because your protein's pretty static depending on what your body composition goals are, but you still require a certain amount of calories regardless of whatever phase you're in through your 28-day. Let's assume everyone, you know, the normal people have the 28-day circadian rhythm. You still need those calories, but you can manipulate the density of them coming from fats or carbohydrates through each cycle. So cycle sync or seed cycling can be a fantastic start. And I do talk a little bit about that on my website and really just like honing in and even just tracking your protein, like just start tracking your protein. If you don't track your food and you have no clue what you're eating, even though it's clean, but just track your protein to get a baseline and understanding of what you are working with, and then kind of start to layer on as you start to adjust your good, better, best model.
Love that. Totally agree with the protein. And the seed cycling I find really interesting too. I have someone who's near and dear to my heart who has endometriosis. And so that is actually like a really highly recommended way to help endometriosis, which was eye-opening to me. So that's how I learned a little bit more about seed cycling. I think it's a really cool way that we can use nutrition to optimize these different times, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So smart. And I really like the way that we should know, how you say we should know and be familiar with our macronutrition, but that we can toggle back and forth between things. And that doesn't just that's not just applicable for the younger women who are still going through their cycle. Like we can carry that all the way through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like to help ward off with mindset, if somebody's trying to go into a deficit and they're, you know, a little bit more restricted for 4 or 5 days of carbohydrate, really important for postmenopausal women to know how many carbs that their body can utilize. But to change that throughout the week. So then you have a couple of days where maybe they are having a few more carbs because it helps with the mindset to not feel like they're in constant restriction land. And maybe it's more fun to have more carbs on weekends or whatever the case may be. Right. I just love macronutrition for that. Like when you know what you need to target, but then you can play with the pieces in there. So cool.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, taking a quick pause right there, because when it comes to menopause, I get fired up. Ladies, I am so tired of being targeted by overpriced supplements that don't do anything. I know that there are actionable steps you can take with your fitness, your nutrition, and your lifestyle that will make those changes you so desire. This is why I created the Age Like a Badass course. It is a short course that gives you all the actionable steps that you can start using right away to make those changes. And we are in our pre-launch phase, meaning that for the month of April 2024, we are launching this baby for $49. And for that, you get the course, you get 8 weeks of strength training, both home and gym version, you get hormone-friendly recipes, and you are getting a module from my 12-week Badass Reset Method coaching program on cortisol. All of these things are going to help you to make those changes so that you can age like a badass. Go ahead and grab the link in the show notes.
1, 2, 3, 4. To people that are
kind of foreign to the idea or have the thought that it's a diet, like, oh God, I have to track. Like, it's so restrictive. I've had so many conversations, like debatable conversations with people about it, saying, well, tell me what's restricting about it. Like, give me a specific as to why it's restricting. Well, I have to track everything I'm eating. Okay. Well, just that's information, right? Like, whatever you're tracking, it's information. Where's the restricting part? Right. And so there's really truly no explanation except for they have to take ownership of what they're eating. And sometimes that's where they feel that it's a restrictive tool because they have to be like, oh God, if I'm going to eat it, I have to track it. So if you do eat the pastry, then you have to be willing to take ownership of it because you chose to eat it. It's not bad. You just chose to eat it. So let's see how it works for you. Because nothing's bad, nothing's off limits when you do focus on a macro-based nutrition strategy. And coupled with, you know, your programming with how you work with women's strength training, right? Like that's just like the best complement, like the bestie to a strength training program is to have a ironclad nutrition plan that's going to match that. Because why go waste your efforts in the gym? I don't care what age you are, whether you're 30 or you're 65, right? Like,
absolutely.
You're going to get stronger if you're not fueling yourself appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's really, because I've heard that too. I don't think it's uncommon that women will say it's restricting. Mm-hmm. You're just not able to have a free-for-all. You can't just walk through the kitchen and grab things mm-hmm. every time you pass through. And so it's just really shifting the mindset of, you know, We're doing what's best for us so that we are functioning mm-hmm. optimally.
Yep.
We look and feel good. Yeah. So we totally agree on that. Where do you stand in respect to the different pieces of this pie with your training? Do you do deload weeks? Do you find them important? I'm just curious of how you think about that.
Absolutely. I mean, nobody should be going for a PR or lifting their heaviest all the time. Like every time you show up to your workout shouldn't be your heaviest or your hardest workout. There needs to be, as you say, those deload weeks. And so for me, I know like I woke up today and I know my period's looming and sometimes it's, you know, it might be tomorrow or it might be like 5 days from now because I'm really in this like weird 26 to 36 day window, which sucks ass, but it is what it is and nothing I can do about it. But I know that like, I'm not going to have a killer workout, right? Like I'm not going to go like my intention when I go and lift at the gym is not to have my heaviest lift. I'm not going to try and do my heaviest deadlift. I'm not going to try and curl the heaviest. Like I might actually go for muscle endurance, still lifting weights because I love weights over cardio. My body just responds better. I feel less shitty. Mm-hmm. My joints don't hurt, you know, just all the pounding constantly. I think that there is a time and a place for it. Absolutely. Because it's great for your cardiovascular health. But for me, as I hit my luteal phase into my menstrual phase, I'm going to do the deload. I'm going to work on muscle endurance. I'm going to have a lighter weight and I'm going to have higher volume of repetitions because I'm still breaking down the muscle tissue. I'm still putting effort into building my lean muscle and still combating, working to minimize or maintain my body fat. But I do think it's important for your body to go through those every 4 weeks. And every trainer's got a different methodology. And I think honoring where we're at in our age as well. And now that this information is becoming more available, or I guess just more, we're learning, right? Mm-hmm. Like we're all learning as we go, especially when you're in it. And that's what prompted me to, my business started to kind of cater to more perimenopausal women because I was in it, you know, like I'm in it now. And when I was in my late 30s, I wasn't in it, but something was changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think we need to recognize that we just need to change up our workouts. You could still go and hit the gym and go for an hour, but maybe it looks a little bit different as far as the intensity level. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yep, totally. And I think it's important too, from a joint perspective. And when you're looking at the science of what's happening in that time period leading right up to the menstrual cycle, to the bleed, like you are at risk for more injuries. Mm-hmm. So like, it makes sense to not push the body. Here's what I think is really interesting. I've learned that like, it's great to have that deload like around that third week. Mm-hmm. My mind was blown on this. You're actually more powerful and able to do the lifting heavy shit and whatnot in your menstrual cycle, which was mind blowing to me because we don't feel good. We feel just, you know, like kind of laying down and crying a little bit. At least that's how I felt. I definitely didn't feel like my strongest, most badass self, but the research is telling us that we have the capability at that point in time to really push.
You know, I would agree. And it always comes with the whole, it depends too, because
sure,
every body is going to be different. So, and I agree wholeheartedly with you on that. So I find personally, like my experience is the tail end of my luteal, when I know that my cycle is looming, and maybe it's just like, I wake up one morning and I'm like, fuck everything. I hate what I do. Like, you know, this mess here and like everything sucks, right?
This is the honest truth right here.
And then like the next day I snap out of it and I'm like, okay, yeah, never mind. I love what I do. And then, you know, I just kind of coast for a little bit. And then there's, you know, like I woke up this morning, you said, I went to yoga actually. And I was like, I don't even feel like being here. Like I'm not in this. Right. And I know exactly at that moment where I'm at. And I know that my cycle is coming in the next few days. So these next few days, and then when I do get my period, first day, maybe second day, I don't feel like I'm strong. However, when there's been like day three, probably like day two and a half or three of my period, I am like balls out. And I am like, holy shit, I did some pull-ups that I haven't done in a while. Like that lift felt really good and strong. I probably could have gone heavier. So I agree with you. I think for me, it happens about day two or three of my bleed when I feel that strength kick back in, which is interesting because we are so depleted of everything, like our depleted of our hormones and our minerals and our vitamins, because our body's just going through so much to help kind of keep everything going. Like we have so much blood loss, right?
Right.
So our body's working to continue to keep that energy up. So it's so funny how you say that, because it's true. Like I feel that, but for me, I don't feel that strong, at least at the end of my luteal and right at the first day and a half of my bleed.
Got it. Yeah. I work with so few women who still have their cycle.
Yeah.
But it's the first question I ask, you know, well, maybe the second. The first one is, how are you today?
Get the niceties out of the way.
Where are you? They really should just like walk in with their fingers up, like second week, third week. But it's how I know how hard to push them or what I can expect. And I want to keep them safe, right? Like they've got to feel successful leaving that workout. Like they got what they needed. And they also have to leave with some sort of energy. I am never the trainer and never was, never will be that like only feels successful when I feel like I've killed somebody. I think that's so stupid. And I think that we're way smarter than that now. So you got to leave feeling good. Okay. Can we talk about the outliers? So like I would be an outlier because I had an ablation in my 40s. And so I never really knew where I stood since I didn't have a period anymore. I needed to have that done for, you know, safety reasons for the general population. But I kind of wish that I didn't because I really didn't know where I fell. So blood work can tell me where I am. But it would have been nice to know like, oh yeah, girl, now you're in menopause. So for me, I really had no idea for about 4 or 5 years. Let's talk about the outliers. Like, how can we cater to those people to help them to observe and give respect and do these kind of sinking things if they don't know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it's near impossible, especially if you've had a hysterectomy or an ablation, right? So you don't have those feelings anymore. Like it's just, you're kind of more aligned with the 24-hour clock, like a
like a male does. Not saying now you have a male body, but you don't have that ebb and flow like you did when you were naturally cycling, right? But that doesn't mean that you can't kind of mimic it. So some women do kind of almost find a little bit like, and it's very, very slight. They might feel like, okay, I got a little warm, right? And so maybe that could mimic that they were close to their period. That was the day before their period. So there's sometimes the body will signal something like maybe there's just bloat, which is hard because bloat could be anything, right? Like you walk by that donut you sniffed and there goes your whole body. It could be what you ate the night before. So there's so many things that be misconstrued with, okay, are these my hormones or is it what I ate yesterday? So those that don't have these, you know, these, let's call them PMS symptoms, right? Which are just cues that your body is going through something. And we all have different signaling. You can line yourself up with the moon, right?
I was going to ask you that.
And that's not my expertise. Like I can't accurately say that I've done that personally just because I still have the luxury of going through through a period and, you know, all the joys that come with that. But a lot of people can't align themselves with the lunar cycle of the moon. Mm-hmm. So that will take some research and also time. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's one thing. Second thing is just track your food. It's really, really simple to track your food and lifestyle behaviors, your sleep patterns, your, cause sleep can be huge, right? Like I think sleep could be the second indicator next to nutrition to, you know, what your body's telling you, right? Like some nights you might have awesome rock hard slept like a baby. Right. And then couple nights and be like, God, I was slashing around in bed. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't fall asleep. Like that could be indicative of stress, obviously, and so many different things, but mm-hmm. it can also be a cue to, okay, well maybe my body's got a little bit of kind of extra estrogens flushing through it, or my testosterone's kind of dipping, could be, isn't it? Right. But understanding those metrics, your nutrition, so tracking your diet, and learning what you're eating and how it's affecting your body, because you might find that, gosh, you know what? I just had the best steak and, you know, whatever accessory you put with your steak. And then 2 weeks later or a week and a half later, you replicated the same meal and you felt miserable. Mm-hmm. And that's where cycle syncing is really fascinating, is that sometimes you can have a steak or you can have salmon or you can have whatever your favorite protein is one half of the cycle, and then the second half you have it again and you feel terrible. And it's just because the chemical structure in your body is off. Your body's imbalanced with your hormones. So they are going to adjust chemically to the food you consume, which that's where I was like, oh my God, that's so true. It's so fascinating.
It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. So understanding your nutrition is always going to be my lead. Is like, well, if you're tracking your food, it's an amazing tool to learn what's working and what's not. And then we assess sleep patterns and lifestyle behaviors. What are you doing before you go to bed? Are you sitting on your phone with it glued to your face for 2 hours scrolling social media and then trying to go to sleep? Do you sleep with your phone next to your bed and it's mm-hmm. constantly buzzing and you're like, oh, I need it for an alarm clock. Amazon has amazing alarm clocks that are so annoying that it'll get you out of your bed in no time. You know, so I really try and encourage, like, assess the big picture and some of the lifestyle choices. And then it's not so much of trying to figure out what phase I'm in, but just like, okay, let me see what I can improve by the things that I know are in my day to day, you know, laundry products, skincare, hair products, like all the endocrine disruptors, mm-hmm. right? Those things we need to pay attention to, especially as we get older. I mean, we should care for our younger generation, especially if they're your offspring. But, you know, that stuff's really important too. So there's so many different moving pieces that isn't half like for those that don't have a cycle that you can still be really, really in tune with, especially as you're kind of going through a month, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Such good advice. I really like that too, especially dealing with a thyroid disease. The mm-hmm. endocrine stuff is pretty crucial.
It is. And it is mind blowing when you really crack the seal on endocrine disruptors mm-hmm. and where they lurk. And like a lot of times it's just near impossible unless you live off the grid.
You know,
it definitely, you know, like I think after practicing for so long of taking out fake smells and all the crap, when I do go into a place that's got little plug-in air fresheners, I'm like, oh, like I instantly don't feel good. Mm-mm. It's so weird.
Yeah. Headache, but, nausea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did grow up on like Bath and Body products and for years, every mm-hmm. scent, every season had a different scent. And oh boy, mm. I'm so glad we're getting smarter. Right.
Right. Like, oh, like Victoria's Secret sprays. Ugh. You know, we probably had those stacked as kids in high school.
Yeah. And, yeah. Bad damn stuff. Really hairs. Bad. This has been so like eye-opening. And I know that it's really nice to hear since, again, the women that I work with are mostly past this, so we don't address this much. This gives so much hope, I think, to younger people, especially both of us being, you know, having daughters. It's really important that we learn this, that we share it, that we teach our younger people. And that's really how health should be, mm-hmm. you know? Just lead by example, teach, and hopefully our kids are listening to us.
Hopefully. If not, can we like teach other women and, you know, people of influence? So maybe they'll hear it from somebody else.
Cross-reference.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what we talked about in our teens workshop is that these things can be used as a total powerful and positive tool. Sure. Right? Like we villainized cell phones and social media, which now, yes, there's a lot of negative to social media and these phones. However, they have a really opportunistic device in their hand that they could learn so many great things as long as there is the proper influence in their life. So that's my goal as obviously yours to your daughter, my younger girls, and also to their friends. Like their friends follow me and I want to be a positive influence, even though I should probably watch my mouth sometimes.
I love it.
They get my message.
They get it loud and clear.
I think so.
Okay. Have you seen the meme going around of the two kids sitting like at a ball game, drinking a beer, and I'm talking like little kids, and it's something like, you asked us to get off our phones.
So they found dad's cooler.
I thought it was the funniest thing. Cause yeah, we do want kids to get off phones. And then what are they going to do?
Right.
What we think is maybe a little bit different. Taryn, let's talk about how are you putting yourself out there in the world to make impact? What are you doing? How can people learn from you?
Great question. Thank you for asking that. You know, I'm very transparent, very like you're going to get the real and raw Taryn on Instagram. So I always talk about really the season of life that I'm in. So you're going to know exactly where I'm at. I talk a lot about perimenopause and macros on Instagram. I do have an 8-week nutrition course that I roll out about 3 or 4 times a year. I just opened enrollment actually. For this one that's going on, we started today, but I still nice. Allow for that. But I really try and allow women, whether they are ready for what I have, the intensity behind my programs, at least to start with something. And so I really hope that I get that message across, whether they use some of my free tools that I have on my website or on my Instagram, but just to learn and be open-minded to change, right? Mm-hmm. To understanding that some of their lifestyle behaviors can be a positive thing, or it could be holding them back from, you know, really what their greatest potential is, especially informing women. Like this could be the, like your peak season, as far as how strong and amazing you can be in your body. When you understand that it's not about weight, it's about body composition. And I know you tell your clients that too, and working with postmenopausal women, is that your body composition is so important. Like forget the dieting, forget the 1200 calories, like eat good quality food and know what you're eating and go throw some weights around. Just make sure you know what you're doing when you throw them.
So well said. I will be sure to make sure that they can find you in the show notes. Do share what makes you feel like a badass.
Lifting weights. And if you would ask me like 10 years ago, I'd be like, oh, insanity, right? Like you guys remember Sean T's program?
Such a big crush.
Oh God, I know. I'm like, dude, crushing an insanity workout because I would sweat profusely. And now I'm like, give me some dumbbells and I want to go lift. And I love the feeling of lifting weights. I love it. Yes. I love lifting and I love lifting for endurance.
There you go. I do too. And I meant like I had a huge crush on Shanti.
Yeah, he's a babe.
He's a super babe.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still going too, man. He looks amazing. I mean, that guy, and I'm like, do you age? He just has like gotten stronger and buffer.
But here's my take on that. I think that men can pull that stuff off where they're still doing that same kind of program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think it works the same for women. We could definitely not do that style of a workout.
Yeah.
For that long of a span.
Nope, I agree. And you know, we talked about Sean T, but Shalene Johnson. Do you remember her from like Turbo?
Yeah.
And Turbo Fire. So she was a huge fixture in that industry for so many years, and all of her programs were essentially cardio. Mm-hmm. And so she talks a lot now. She's in her 50s, and she speaks a lot of what we're sharing now, and how we've been so jaded for so long that cardio was the fix for all of our solutions for our body composition.
Totally.
And I love the messaging. And I just love that there's people that I admired in the fitness industry. She took a step back because it was just totally clouding her whole persona. And so she's like, I needed to fix that first. And she came back out swinging with talking about hormones and menopause and strength training and diet. And I love it. And I love that you are influencing people to do the same, and I'm doing my best. So I really hope that, you know,
yeah. We're going to change it. We're going to make sure that women understand that it's not what your watch says. It's not how much you sweat. Mm-hmm. It really is so much more than that. Thank you for sharing all of this today. Yep. I just absolutely love these conversations, and I know that my listeners will love it too. And make sure to check out Taryn, everybody. Go give her a follow. Listen to her podcast as well. And then we'll see you next time on the Badass Reset Club.
Well, there you have it. One step closer to feeling strong, confident, and inspired to take care of you again. And you know what's even more badass? Sharing this with a gal pal that might need a little fist pump in her life. If you got some inspo from this episode, I'd be honored if you took a screenshot for your social and tagged me at Coach Heather Yancey so I can send you a personal thank you. And please know that if you could take a minute to rate and review the show, it helps get this podcast to more people. And that's super badass. And finally, if you haven't joined the Badass Reset Club on Facebook, what are you waiting for? I'll see you over there, and go get them.